And thanks once again for joining us on Investor IQ this early Saturday morning. I'm Glenn Wessel, joined by Rob Simon and Agnes Cheek. Before the break, we were discussing some of the nuggets of wisdom or pearls of wisdom that Warren Buffett has unleashed over the 4 or 5 decades that he's been involved with investing in the capital markets. And we're trying to put some of these quotes into a bigger context so that it could be more useful to those of our listeners who are trying to come up with strategies and portfolio decisions. Peter Lynch, as I was mentioning before the break, is a famed manager of the, or was, I should say, of the Fidelity Magellan Fund through the 80s and I think part of the 90s before he gave it up. And he amassed a very good track record. And in the book that he wrote several, One Up on Wall Street, he made the comment, something to the effect that, why is it that astronauts love to invest in pharmaceutical products and medical companies, and physicians love to invest in astronaut stuff? The point there being is that why does each investor seem to be attracted to the allure of the unknown when they have would seemingly have a natural advantage doing what they would be good at or what they know about? So we have a quote here from Buffett on that. Rob, why don't you just let that go?
There are all other kinds of businesses that Charlie and I don't understand, but that doesn't cause us to stay up at night. It just means we go on to the next one, and that's what an individual investor should do.
Right. So Charlie is Charlie Munger, and that's been Buffett's partner since, I think, maybe 1960 or so. Excuse me. So they've been attached at the hip for a long time, and they make their decisions pretty jointly. This next quote has to do with rebalancing. We adopt in our firm, a rebalancing strategy that allows us to pursue any particular asset class that has been kicked down and is out of favor. We subscribe generally to the notion that there's a reversion to the mean, that if an asset class strays very far from where it was previously, it will probably at some point cycle back. So if you get into that asset class when it's down, which necessarily means you're going to be doing things when they are going to be creating emotional discomfort, that strategy over time would help you lead to purchasing low and selling high. So the greater the downturn, the greater the portfolio benefit. And the quote for that is,
"A market downturn doesn't bother us. For us and other long-term investors, it's an opportunity to increase our ownership of great companies with great management at good prices. Only for short-term investors and market timers is a correction not an opportunity."
Right, which is kind of interesting because most people we have as clients, even though they may be in their 60s or 70s, they probably still have 10, 20 years of investment time horizon. So the question is, unless you think the world really is unraveling, which I can understand why people may have thought that in this latest hiccup that we went through, unless you really think that the world is unraveling, you should be setting yourself up for the next recovery. But people have a hard time with that. Here's an interesting quote. "What counts for most people in investing is not how much they know, but rather how realistically they define what they don't know. An investor needs to do very few things right, as long as he or she avoids big mistakes." As a point in reference, if you lose 10% on some investment, you need to make a little over 11% just to get back to even. If you lose 40%, you need to make about 67% to get back to even. And if you were to lose, let's say, 50%, you need 100% gain on that recovery or on that next investment to get back to where you were. So when you're losing large chunks, the subsequent returns always need to be even larger just to get back to neutral. And I think that's what Buffett's talking about when he's talking about minimizing your mistakes. If you kind of spread out the large losses, you have a better chance of having things work out favorably for you. So when you're purchasing an investment, think about how you yourself approach any particular investment. Are you focused on the price action of that security? Or are you focused on the underlying performance and the operating characteristics of the thing that you're actually buying, the business or the mutual fund? I would say that the great majority of investors are focused on the price action without having any real degree of understanding of what's causing that action or whether or not it's even important. Most price action on a short-term basis is noise. Would you not agree with that, Rob?
Yes.
Noise. Warren Buffett on that would have to say what, Rob?
If you're an investor, you're looking at the asset, at what the asset is going to do. If you're a speculator, you're commonly focusing on what the price of that object is going to do, and that's not his game.
That's right. So Buffett is an investor, and he kind of sets aside the fact that variable asset prices or variable assets are going to have variable prices, and that doesn't upset him. What he's going to be focusing on is whether or not the fundamental integrity of the investment is still intact. If it is, and there's, which would be reason for hope and optimism, that would seemingly translate into a good investment over time. Okay, here's a wonderful quote. If you understand, or if you understood a business perfectly, and the future of the business, you would need very little in the way of a margin of safety. The margin of safety is what Ben Graham was advocating in that cornerstone book that I was referring to earlier. So the more vulnerable the business is, assuming you still want to invest in it, the larger the margin of safety that you'd need. If you're driving a truck across a bridge that says it holds 10,000 pounds and you've got a 9,800 pound vehicle, if that bridge is only 6 inches above the crevice it covers, you may feel okay, because your risk is kind of small. But if it's over the Grand Canyon, you may feel you want to have a little larger margin of safety. And that's pretty much the way Buffett approaches investing. If you're not risking a lot, you don't need a huge margin of safety. But if you're risking more, that margin of safety should increase. So here's another quote that has to do with investing with the crowd. When everyone seems to see things the same way, prices are very likely to be at one extreme or another. When everyone's feeling optimistic, prices are likely to be high. It just stands to reason. So what does Buffett say about that, Rob?
You pay a high price for a cheery consensus.
That's right. So that's why a lot of successful investors are contrarians. Not to be contrary for contrary's sake, but they're contrarian only because they're seeing opportunity where others are not seeing it. So that takes us against the next break. My name's Glenn. I'm here with Rob. If you have any questions for us, feel free to give us a call at 232-2000, and we'd be glad to address your questions or comments on the air, or just help you right over the phone. We'll be back in a moment.